Well, former FBI director James Comey, who I think was actually made director by former President Trump, I mean Trump's former administration, has been charged now under the current Trump administration with threatening the life of the president. And this refers to his, I believe it was a 2025 photo that he posted on social media where he, it was a picture of some seashells arranged to show the numbers 8645, was that? Was it 8645 or 8647? Anyway, it referred to killing President Trump, clearly. Now, he's being charged with making that threat, but will this hold up to legal scrutiny? Now, I'm not a legal expert, so there will be others who will clearly be more informed on this particular point from the legal perspective, but I want to talk to you about the weaponization of government and that perspective. Now, don't get me wrong. James Comey, in my opinion, is a nefarious creature. He's evil. And he clearly abused the FBI back in 2017 to target Trump. He worked to set up Trump. And in particular, I think he set up General Flynn. Also, James Comey did some bad things, very bad things. And James Comey, in my opinion, should be prosecuted for some of the other crimes that he committed. But this one, posting this photo of the 47 or was he referring to 45 at that time? Maybe he was return of 45. But this photo, I doubt that this is going to hold up in court. And here's why. First of all, I don't believe James Comey when he says that he wasn't aware that those numbers had a specific meaning. That's nonsense. He's clearly lying. So yeah, he's a liar. He's a nefarious person. He's probably guilty of many other nefarious crimes that I would love for him to be prosecuted for. But for posting an arrangement of seashells on social media, this did not contain information that specifically called for other people to take the action of killing anyone. It did not make a specific direct threat in the sense of, I'm going to pick up this so-and-so instrument and I'm going to track you down and I'm going to, you know, end you or whatever. It didn't contain that kind of language. Now, you might say, well, maybe it was a signal to somebody else. Maybe it was an activation signal, or maybe it would have inspired other people to take such actions against Trump. Well, that's a legal theory. I mean, maybe that'll hold up in court, maybe not. But if it were a signal, like a covert signal, then it wouldn't be so obvious. If it were a covert signal, it would be some other numbers, you know, like 72 or whatever, instead of being obviously 86. So I don't think it's a hidden signal. Now, could you argue that it could have inspired somebody else to try to kill the president? Well, that's an argument, but even the recent attempted shooting at the correspondents' dinner, I'm not aware of anything linking that shooter's motivations to the James Comey post. So, and even if you could show that, it's pretty far-fetched, actually. I don't think this will hold up in court. I think this is the DOJ sending a message, maybe a little bit of a revenge message to James Comey, who did ruin the lives of many people and who did clearly abuse his power as director of the FBI. And this might be sending him a message, and maybe it's leverage for something else. And I think that's where we really need to look at this. Is this leverage to say to James Comey, okay, we'll drop these charges if you give up some other information or if you agree to testify against somebody else that we actually want to prosecute more? I tend to think that's where this is headed. So this is my guess, a tool of leverage to get James Comey to do something else. And James Comey probably knows where a lot of the bodies are buried. You know, he's got skeletons in his FBI closet. For sure. And this is a pretty strong way to assert leverage. But if he calls the bluff and if this goes to trial, I don't think he could be found guilty of that in terms of a trial by jury. Although, remember that the legal system in America is itself the punishment. So just being dragged through this process, I mean, you know, General Flynn can speak to this, Roger Stone can speak to this, just being dragged through the process of having to hire an attorney and defend yourself and do the depositions and show up in court, on and on and on. This is an arduous process at best, and it can bankrupt many people, and it can take all kinds of time and energy and cause all kinds of stress. So, you know, the process is the punishment, even if you're found innocent in the end. And since the federal government has essentially unlimited resources to direct at prosecuting you, like they did to Alex Jones, they can drag you through years of extreme cost and extreme stress and extreme disruptions of your life. So that's what James Comey is actually facing. Probably not a guilty decision. He's probably not going to go to prison over this. I'm very doubtful of that. But it could absolutely destroy his quality of life and cost him a tremendous amount of money, and it could bankrupt him. And the way this often works, when governments want to go after somebody, they will also start investigating their family members or business associates. And then they'll find something on a family member. And they'll say, oh, well, if you don't, you know, do what we want, then we're going to prosecute your daughter or, you know, your sister or your business associate or whatever on these charges. But if you cooperate with us, we'll forget about those other things. And this is part of the problem, by the way, of big government, is they have so much discretion about pressing charges. They can let all their friends go scot-free, even if they're committing crazy crimes like insider trading, while they selectively prosecute their political enemies. And clearly, James Comey is a political enemy of the Trump administration. But again, Comey, if anyone deserves this, it's James Comey, because he weaponized the system against Trump, clearly. And, you know, even though I don't agree with most of Trump's policies right now, I continue to defend Trump against the false smears. And you think about the whole Russia hoax, the collusion hoax that was run by, you know, all these Democrats and all these globalists and some of these left-wing lawyers, etc. The impeachments of Trump in his first term, the total collusion. I mean, just imagine, even the people that he had as attorney general were all working against him. Even William Barr was working against him. It was unbelievable. So Trump was raked over the coals in his first term. And if some of those people who abused their power to target Trump in his first term, if some of those people get a little bit of karma here, I have nothing against that. But I don't like to see government weaponizing going after innocent people, obviously. That's my big concern, because a government that has the power to selectively target and destroy anyone they choose, that's a government that has the power to destroy your life or mine or anybody's life for any reason. And that can be dangerous. And we are clearly in some gray areas in that territory, you know, just spanning the last four or five presidents. I mean, Bill Clinton used to weaponize government against his political enemies, obviously. So did Barack Obama, and so did Joe Biden, even worse. And is that what Trump is doing now? Well, I don't know. I mean, you can decide what you think is happening. I think James Comey, more than almost anyone, deserves this level of scrutiny, because he, in my view, he violated the law numerous times when he served as FBI director. So I'm glad he's not at the FBI. I'm not impressed with what Kash Patel is doing at the FBI. But my impression of Kash Patel is that he's mostly just hiding under the table, and he's not, you know, weaponizing the FBI in the same way that the Democrats did. So, I don't know. You can agree or disagree with that, but that's my impression at the moment. What I really want to see, by the way, is the arrests and prosecution of those who rigged the 2020 election. The people that stuffed the ballots, the people that ran the voting machines that, or I mean, who hacked them and who altered them, the people who, you know, reran the same ballots over and over again through the voting machine so they would count more than once, the people who faked the water leak at 3 a.m. You know, those are the people that I want to see prosecuted. And I have to wonder why those prosecutions aren't happening. Why not? And what about all the spies that colluded to create the Trump-Russia dossier with all these made-up lies about Trump? You know, those, and some of those worked for, you know, British intelligence, MI6. Some of those were freelancers or what have you. What's happening to those people? Maybe some of those people have already been taken care of and we just never heard about it. You know, maybe they've already been offed or something and it's not going to happen through the court system. I don't know. I guess that's a possibility, but those are some evil people as well. I would never do that to anyone. You know, I would never take part in any kind of a nefarious smear campaign relying on just, you know, made up stuff to attack and smear anybody. That's just so dishonest, so unethical. The kind of people who do that really deserve whatever's coming to them through the DOJ or whatever else the Trump administration decides to do to them. I have no sympathy for deceivers and liars and traitors, okay? But I do support the rule of law, and I do believe that James Comey deserves his day in court. He has the right to defend himself. And I also think, as a nation, we need to be very careful prosecuting people for memes, you know, photo memes that have kind of a joking aura about them. There's a lot of people posting a lot of jokes. It doesn't really mean they're seriously trying to get somebody killed. I would put this in that category, and I would hope that they would prosecute James Comey for other more serious crimes for which there is clearly a lot more evidence. So we'll see if that happens. But thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. You can watch more of my videos if you wish at brightvideos.com, or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. Take care. On this year's Mother's Day, celebrate mom, and we've helped you do that with some amazing specials and some gifts and some really interesting new products, all available from healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. So just type that into your browser URL, healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. It will take you to this page right here. It begins April 30th at 11 a.m. and runs through May the 4th at 11 a.m. And here's what you can do. First of all, when you purchase $129 or more, you're going to get this free gift of our 5G defense. This is a really potent, amazing product, high density. You want to stock up on that because of how it helps your body naturally respond to peroxynitrite production. You can do some research on that. And if you spend $199 or more, then you also get this organic pumpkin spice oat latte, which is, that's a fan favorite. This is really amazing. It's kind of like, people think of it as almost like a clean organic eggnog type of mix. But of course, with everything real, everything high density nutrition, certified organic and laboratory tested. In addition to that, we have several products back in stock. We've got our tart cherry probiotics, our brown flax seed, and our ginger immune support. These are stick packs that can be mixed with water or other beverages to make delicious drinks. And then we've got doorbusters, just limited quantities of these that are available. We've got our, for example, our hydrate elementals with organic coconut water and Aquamen. That's very popular, especially if you're active, you know, for athletes or anybody working out. Organic lucuma powder, our organic butter powder that has also been recently tested for dioxins, in addition to the other things we test. We've got our very delicious creamy tomato instant soup. People love that. And plus other products here, freeze-dried mangoes like candy. Everybody loves that. We've got the clean chlorella powder an extra 40% off right now. Huh, these are pretty amazing prices. And then we have a new line of our essential oil blends called Vital Guard. And I'm going to talk about these separately, but it's amazing. The spray, if you spray it on your pillow before you go to sleep at night, you're going to feel like you're in a luxury resort. You know, the blend of oils here is historical. It's even, you know, biblical oils that are known and have a reputation of offering protective properties. It's really amazing. It's called Vital Guard. That's brand new from our store. You're going to love those blends. I love them myself. Then we have exclusive offers from our third-party vendors, including water filter companies. We've got the seed kits here that are very popular right now from ARC. Good time to start planting food in the Northern Hemisphere, and, you know, because of what's happening with fertilizer, etc. We've got our Elk Antler Velvet Gold from Daniel Vitalis, his company. The saunas, you know, so much more. Check all these products out. Again, just go to healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day to see all of these third-party vendor products. Here's the Triad Air, and there's the Big Berkey Stainless Steel, the Terra Quant Portable Cold Laser, etc. And then on top of that, we've got some, depending on the day, we've got some special collections that are hand-selected for you. The first day being beauty and self-care and glow essentials right here. A lot of those available, including our collagen. And here's the Colloidal Silver Mouthwash. I use this every morning. It's really wonderful. Tooth salt and so on. There's so much more. I can't go through it all. I'm only halfway down the page. So we have a lot of specials, some free gifts, and then some offers from our third-party vendors that will really save you a bundle. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. And remember that it begins April 30th at 11 a.m. and it goes through May 4th at 11 a.m. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And I hope that you take advantage of this, given the way prices are going right now with supply chains and, you know, the fertilizer shortage and the energy shortage. Prices will never have these this low again, probably on any of these products. That's our world, folks. That's our world. So thank you for supporting us, and happy Mother's Day. And we hope you enjoy these ultra clean, lab tested, beneficial products. Thanks for your support. Happy Mother's Day. Take care.